Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
Hello.
Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway.
Let's talk about something important.
Go Bears!
Ready, BTR 1 and 2. Ready on camera 1 with key.
3.
All right, two, and two. Get ready.
1.
And cue them. And go.
Here's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Thanks for joining us on a Sunday afternoon. I can't believe these Bears. They're losing 14-0 with 2:42 left in the second quarter. Wow. Maybe they should have flown in on a Tuesday. Maybe next time they play in London, have a few days ahead of time instead of showing up on Friday. Wow. We'll talk to Adam Hogue, the Bears insider from WGN Radio, right around 1:30 or so. The Bears again losing 14-0. Neil Funk announced that he is retiring after this season. Neil, of course, the voice of the Chicago Bulls. He's a Chicago icon. He'll join us at 2:05. And let's bring on our first guest right now. Ray LaHood is a former congressman out of Peoria. Ray is the former Secretary of Transportation under President Obama. Ray LaHood has been named the chair of the Lincoln Library and Museum in Springfield. Ray is still currently my cousin, and he joins us now. Ray, how are you, sir?
Good, cousin. How are you?
I am good. Congratulations on the new post.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted in a sense because I have a long, long history with the Lincoln Library and Museum going back to the very beginning. And when Governor Pritzker asked me to be a member of the board but also to chair the board, I was delighted because I think he has a vision for making sure that the Lincoln Library and Museum has the funding that it needs, but also has the vision that it needs to carry out the legacy of Abraham Lincoln, our greatest president ever.
Greatest president ever. It's interesting how the Lincoln Museum and Library in Springfield never gets talked about. And I love the fact that Governor Pritzker, who I've talked to a dozen times, he just wants to put the right people in place in the state. You, a Republican, he calls you up and says, hey, Ray, can you help us out? Is that how it went down?
Well, I had a call from the deputy governor, Ruiz, and he asked me if I would come and talk to him. And I went to the Thompson Center this summer and met with the deputy governor, Ruiz, and we talked a lot about the Lincoln Library and Museum. And it was clear to me that they knew about my long history when I was in Congress of establishing the library and finding the funding along with Senator Durbin and then George Ryan, the governor, and then the former mayor, Karen Hassera, and Speaker Hastert was helpful to us back then. So we talked about that, but we also talked about the fact that they've had four directors.
Yeah.
And we talked about the fact that there hasn't been a great deal of cooperation between the directors and the foundation, which is the fundraising arm. And I think the governor, when I spoke to him 2 weeks ago Sunday, he made it clear to me that he wanted the board to recommend the best possible person to be the director and be able to get along with the foundation, which is the fundraising arm. And he saw the board's responsibility and my responsibility to find the very best person for director and also to bring our board, our new board, together with the foundation and really get things back on track. None of this that's gone on in the past has reflected the long, rich history
right.
and legacy of Abraham Lincoln, somebody who tried to bring the country together.
Right, who's from our state. Yes.
Who's not only from our state, Pete. When I was a congressman, I represented the part of Springfield that was Lincoln's home, which is a great place run by the National Park Service. Lincoln is buried at Oak Ridge Cemetery in Springfield, Illinois. The train station that's now been renovated is where Lincoln left from when he became president, where he returned when he was assassinated. And so there's a rich history in Springfield, and
right.
we want to make sure that anybody that comes to that museum understands that it really represents Lincoln. And we need a good director to make that happen, and we need the resources to make it happen, too.
Well, where do the resources come from? Because you have an uphill battle, and I know you know all about this. You have a $9.2 million note that is due this month. Where does the money come from? How can we help?
Well, the money's going to have to come from fundraising. The money is going to have to come to pay off the loan that was taken out to buy the artifacts from Louise Tabor, who had a number of these artifacts. The artifacts were purchased for more than $20 million, and now there's $9 million still owed. The library, excuse me, Pete, the library is really funded in part by the state of Illinois. But to maintain the kind of artifacts that are really necessary to make the museum come alive with Lincoln's memory, it's important that the foundation help raise the money for that. And so I'm gonna get our board together with the foundation, and we're gonna have a vision that really articulates the idea that we need to raise money.
Right.
We need to have these artifacts. And that there needs to be some credibility and a bridge built between our board and the Lincoln Library and the new director and the foundation. And it's possible to do that.
Well, what's a museum without artifacts? If I go to the Lincoln Museum,
exactly.
I want to see
right.
Lincoln's items, of course.
That's correct. You want to see the things that are associated with his life, including a number of the documents, the Gettysburg Address, the
right.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
Documents that are very, very historic.
Think about those two that you just mentioned, how historic they are in our nation. And they're in Springfield, and we need to keep
right.
them there. I'm so glad you took this job, because when I read about it, I thought, oh, my gosh. First of all, Ray loves Abraham Lincoln. And number two, it used to be your territory when you were a congressman. And
right.
And number three, you're the guy that can go out and find some money for this thing.
Well, I think, I think I have enough contacts. But then I also think the members that have been nominated by the governor are people who've been involved in museums, been involved in fundraising, have great reputations, and have credibility with the governor. And we want to carry out his vision, but we want to carry out the vision that was laid out originally
right.
To really reflect Lincoln's legacy of bipartisanship, of bringing people together, and of trying to bring the country together, and no better place to be reflected than at the Lincoln Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois.
I love it, Ray. Ray, I'm going to have you hold on a second. We're going to I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to ask you about a few things. The Capitol bill that went into the budget this summer, roads and bridges here
yep.
in Illinois need to be fixed, because you're the former Secretary of Transportation. I also want to talk to you about the Trump inquiry, the impeachment process that is going on right now. They're inquiring about it, because you oversaw Clinton's impeachment back, what was that,
right.
21 years ago, right?
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Okay, quick break, and we'll continue with Ray LaHood at 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. We're talking to the former Secretary of Transportation, my cousin Ray LaHood. Ray, you are a Republican. You served under You served under President Obama, who was a Democrat. You were just appointed by J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, to run the Lincoln Museum and Library. Why can't Democrats and Republicans work together nowadays?
Well, in the jobs that these people are in, Pete, we have to find people who, when they're running for these jobs, are running to do the work. Even back in the day when Newt was Speaker and Clinton was in the White House, they knew they had a job to do. That's why we passed three balanced budgets. We passed welfare reform. We passed two comprehensive transportation bills. Now, that's not to say that Clinton and Gingrich didn't, they didn't see eye to eye on everything.
Right.
But they knew their job was to solve the country's problems. I'm afraid we have people now in these jobs that are toeing the party line. When people get elected, they get elected under a party banner. When the election's over, the party banner should come down and the American banner should go up. And when that happens, good things happen. And that's what happened during the time that Gingrich and Clinton were in positions. The political banner went down and the American banner went up.
How do we get back there, Ray? Can we get back there? Or are we too divided?
Elect people who want it. Do the job that they are running for. Elect people who see their responsibility as not to a party, but to the country.
Yeah.
Not to a political philosophy, but to the people of the country. That's what the people want.
Right. I agree 100%. 21 years ago, you presided over the impeachment hearings of President Bill Clinton. Our country was so divided then. I mean, look at us now, how polarizing yep. both sides are. How bad would it be for our country to go through another impeachment process?
I think it would be like a 10 on the Richter scale in terms of an earthquake. I think it would turn the Capitol upside down. I think it would further divide the country to where it would be very, very difficult to really make any kind of a difference on some of these policies and to really make these policies law. I think things would become so intractable that nothing legislative would happen until after the next the next election in 2020.
Right. I mean, it would be just terrible. People are so angry.
Terrible.
People are so angry now when you look at social media.
Yep.
It's like everybody
yep.
needs to step back for a second. Let's
yep.
just step
yep.
back
yep.
and remember that
we're all Americans.
Right. We're all part of the United States. That's what we forget.
Exactly.
I get it.
Right.
Our roads and bridges in Illinois need serious help. Governor Pritzker passed the budget this summer, $33 billion infrastructure package that includes spending on bridges, roads, state facilities. This was long overdue. I remember, and when he signed the bill and we talked to the governor about this, I remember you on 60 Minutes talking about how our roads and bridges all over the United States need to be redone. They need to be, money needs to be poured into the infrastructure system.
You know, one of the things I said time and time again, Pete, and people can relate to this, is America's one big pothole. And Illinois is one big pothole. These brutal winters have killed our roads and bridges. If you don't have good infrastructure, you cannot attract business. You can't attract economic development. And on the day that I spoke with Governor Pritzker about the Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum, the first thing I said to him, I said, Governor, before we get started talking about the Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum, let me congratulate you on not only passing a capital bill and raising the gas tax, but you did it in a bipartisan way.
Mm-hmm.
That bill was supported by Bill Brady, the Republican leader in the Senate.
Right.
It was supported by Jim Durkin, the Republican leader in the House. It was supported by Republicans in downstate Illinois. They voted for it because they know that without good roads and bridges, Illinois is going nowhere when it comes to attracting jobs and businesses. And I give the governor a lot of credit
mm-hmm.
for doing it in a bipartisan way. He could have passed it with just Democratic votes, but he knew that for Illinois, we needed this to be a bipartisan opportunity for the state to come together and to fix our roads and bridges.
We had Jim Durkin on right after the budget was signed, and he said the exact same thing. He said, we got to get these roads and bridges fixed. We need it. And I'm so glad that we could agree as Democrats and Republicans to put this bill together. And he was all
right,
for it.
Exactly.
He said nothing happened under Rauner. Everything just
nothing,
stopped.
Nothing. Nope.
It's crazy.
Nope, nothing happened. Nope. And Pritzker has decided that if he's going to get things done, it's not going to be just with Democratic votes. It's not going to be just with the Chicago legislators. It's going to include downstate.
Right.
And I'm very proud of our downstate legislators like Ryan Spain
mm-hmm.
from Peoria, who voted for the bill and was a leader on it, from Tim Butler from Springfield, Illinois, who is in the leadership, supported the bill and provided a lot of leadership. These are people that were willing to stand up and say, this is what Illinois needs.
You and I have talked in the past about the high-speed railway service in the state, Ray. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
Well, I think we've done the best we can for now because in Washington, they don't want to put any money into rail. And the money that Governor Quinn put into the rail line between Chicago and St. Louis has speeded up the train a little bit. But that is a lifeline of transportation for students from all over Chicago
right.
to Illinois State University, to Knox College, to Western Illinois University,
mm-hmm.
all the way to Southern Illinois University. I just ran into a couple that had been gotten on the train at the Amtrak station, the new Amtrak station in in Bloomington Normal, in Normal, actually, and taking the train to Chicago. They said it was a great ride. So, I'm sorry, we've done well with our train service in Illinois along that route. We need to do better. There is a new head of the Amtrak for the country, Richard Anderson, the former CEO of Delta, and he really wants to try and step up the funding, but we've got to have people in Washington that are willing to help on this.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Peoria, but I lived in Rockford after college for 6 years, and I feel like Rockford just
right.
gets the shaft in this state. I would love to see
right.
railway service from Rockford to downtown Chicago. That would help
yep.
them immensely, and they're finally
sure.
going to get a casino there. I mean, they just need help there.
Yeah, well, look, we need good train service all over the country, and particularly, you know, we had train service at one time from Peoria to Chicago, and
right.
now people have to drive to Normal, which is not a, you know, it's a 30-minute drive, and there is a brand-new train station there. We helped Mayor Coons and the community there with the funding of that while we were secretary, and it's turned out to be a great spot for people from all over central Illinois to board the train.
And how's your son, Darren, doing?
Living the dream, Pete. He loves the job, and he's working hard. He does the hard work. He gets around his district, but he also does the work in D.C., and
yep.
we're very proud of him.
He comes on the show from time to time, and his son.
Oh yeah, good.
His son is a great soccer player.
He is. They just lost their first game Friday night to St. Ignatius from Ohio, which was the team was also undefeated. They were a little bigger and a little faster,
mm-hmm.
Peoria Notre Dame High School has a great soccer team. McKay LaHood, Darren's oldest son, has decided to go to DePaul,
right,
right there in Lincoln Park, and the coach there really recruited him hard, and I think McKay will do well at DePaul, and they're rebuilding their program, and We're proud of all of our grandkids. We have 16 grandchildren.
16.
But McKay has done well. Yeah.
Wow.
16.
I didn't know the McKay announcement was public knowledge. I'm glad that you brought
it
that up because I told Darren selfishly it'll be nice because he's going to be coming up to Chicago a lot and he can come in studio
exactly.
with us here at WGN.
Exactly.
When did you step down as Secretary of Transportation? What year was that? 2014, 2015?
It was 2013.
2013.
Yeah.
I remember
yep,
having
2013.
I remember having
July 2013.
I remember having a conversation with your wife Kathy, where Kathy said,
yeah.
"You know, this is nice. Now we can relax, maybe travel and take it easy." I feel like
right.
you've turned it up a notch. You've turned it. You're in another gear.
We've done well, and. Look, at public service has been our life, and when you think you can make a difference and continue to be involved, and the governor asked me to do this, so we're going to take it on and do the very best we can.
I love that you're doing it. The new chair of the Lincoln Library and Museum in Springfield, Cousin Ray LaHood. Ray, thanks for coming on, man. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks, cuz. Take care.
You're the best. All right, it's 720 WGN. News is next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.